Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals. Welcome to God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio's Prophetic Healing. Hallelujah, with the Healing Community and co-host Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless your name. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You're the glorious one. You're the true and living one. Hallelujah. There is none beside you. Glory to God. There is none above you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. And then, on top of that, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We praise you. We honor you. You are the Lord, our healer. Hallelujah. And we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So welcome, welcome, welcome today. Some things were going on with our Blog Talk, our Blog Talk Radio platform. Yesterday we were doing hallelujah, praying in tongues Tuesday, and we were not able to do that on Blog Talk Radio because they were having technical difficulties. So I was preparing tonight. If there was any technical difficulties, we were going to go on just like we went on with praying in tongues on Tuesday, because what God is doing cannot be stopped. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So if you've been with us before, you know that what the Lord does, hallelujah, what the Lord does is he reveals some ailments that are going to be healed. And what we have found out is that what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, I want to say this, that he's revealed so much this year. And so far this year, we have experienced 37 healings this year on this broadcast alone. There's been other healings that have happened, but on this broadcast, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So our co-host, Elder Philip Hawkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey, I don't know if Minister Linda's with us yet, but Elder Philip is so far. Amen. Welcome, Elder Philip.
Thank you. Yes, I am. I am sure with you. And excited to be so. And I'm hoping that little Linda can join in later. I know she's got a couple family things she's got to do. But regardless of that, the rest of us are tuned in, and we're overcoming potential technical difficulties. And it's going to be exciting to see what the Lord will do.
Amen. Right. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. So we do have a couple of ailments that have been revealed, and they're both very interesting. One is something going on in the head, scalp, or in the hair follicles. So something going on in the head, the scalp, and or hair follicles. And then the top of the leg where it connects to the body. The top of the leg where it connects to the body. That sounds like some joint things going on there. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So, you know, it seems like, well, we've only been on the air for 6 minutes now, but that time's going to go quickly. So if you're experiencing any of those with scalp, head, hair follicles, or with your leg, the top of the leg around in that joint area, press your number one key. If you know anybody who's experiencing that, call them up. Tell them. Tell them to call in. You know, the Lord has revealed something about them, and what he reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. And now if neither one of those touch you in any way, God still wants to touch you. Hallelujah. And
right.
He will heal you. Amen. He's big enough where, you know, it's not so much, you know, what we call out. He can go well beyond what we call out or what we don't call out. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So begin to press your number one key. I see someone has pressed their number one key already. Anyone else, you can begin to press your number one key as well. Amen. We want to hear from you tonight. We want to pray for you. Area code 629, we're opening up your line now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Yes.
Good evening. Hi. I was calling in. I was blessed to get a sister from my church to give me this blessing to call in. I have been experiencing some things with my head and my neck and back and legs. Tingling from head to toe and just trying to deal with it and praying over myself. So I feel the Lord have touched her heart to reach out, and so now I'm reaching out. So I would like to be prayed, have some prayers. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, some vision.
Say it again.
Some vision issues and sleeping issues. So I'm praying that we'll get some prayer going over me tonight, and we'll all be in agreement.
Amen. Tell us your first name.
LaShawn.
LaShawn?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. LaShawn. Amen. So, okay, let's go back over this again.
Yes.
Something was going on in your back.
Yes.
Your leg?
Yes.
Sleep issues?
Yes.
Did I miss anything?
Neck, eyes.
Neck.
Yeah, feet. Everything's like tingling from head to toe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been diagnosed with anything like diabetes or high blood pressure?
Cholesterol, high cholesterol.
Okay.
I've got to have a sleep study because my blood pressure has been stroke level for over 2 months. And I could have had a heart attack or stroked out, but God. So God is keeping me.
Hallelujah.
I'm grateful.
So you've also been diagnosed with diabetes?
With what?
Diabetes, sugar?
No, ma'am. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. And then you said cholesterol, right? High cholesterol.
High cholesterol.
Okay. Yeah, all of these things are not too hard for God. Now,
I know that's one that is.
Amen. Elder Phillip's going to jump in a few minutes. I'm just getting a little information. Now, is there anything that's in pain right now? Your back, your neck, your feet, your legs?
My neck, my head and my neck. Yeah, my back, my leg, everything hurts. And I just rest, try to lay down. I'm off work right now, so I'm trying to rest in the Lord and just not worry.
Okay.
But, you know, it's challenging. But I trust God.
Okay. Amen. Yes. Now, we like to look at the pain level. Zero pain means there's no pain. 10 means excruciating pain. You might want to take it to, how about your head? Is there pain in your head right now, and what's the level?
Pressure in the right, on the right side,
okay.
On the back.
Okay, from on a level of zero being no pain and 10 being excruciating, where are you?
A 10.
Okay. Mm. Wow. Okay, what about your back? Give me that same information.
This is 10. This has been going on for 2 months.
What's been going on for 2 months?
This has been going on for 2 months.
With pain in your back?
Everywhere.
Okay. Are we talking tens in all of these areas?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, you need some prayer. And
yes.
And like I said, none of this is too big for God.
No, I believe it.
Okay. While we're still talking and before we pray, who was your sister, your friend who told you about us?
Oh, Sandra Aaron.
Sandra?
Sandra
okay.
Aaron.
Praise
the Lord.
Well, God bless her. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay. Well, Elder Phillip is he's our co-host. I don't think his wife is on yet, but we're looking for her to come on.
Yes.
But we're going to pray with you. You got
Thank
a lot
you.
Going on. The first thing I think of is overhaul. That's what this sounds like.
mm-hmm.
The God
said overhaul.
Good job.
Overhaul. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Elder Phillip.
LaShawn, did anything happen? You said this has been going on a couple months. Did anything happen back then, like you were in a horrific car wreck, or is this just something that's just been kind of creeping on you and getting worse?
I can't really speak on that.
Okay.
Only because it's, if you don't mind,
Nope.
You know.
No, not trying to pry.
Okay. Well, you don't have to speak on it, but you are saying that an event occurred.
Yes.
You don't have to tell us the details, but an event occurred. Okay.
I don't need details, but what the first thing that occurred to me was if a lot of this started with a certain situation, let's just say, I want Apostle Kizzy to sweeps the runway clean by getting rid of all trauma,
yes.
that happened in and around whatever started this, and that's gonna mm-hmm. clean the runway, and then your jet's gonna be ready to take off. Okay.
Okay.
So that's just, I'm gonna have her put on that first. And then we're going to launch into getting you to high takeoff, getting rid of some of this pain, okay? All right. Very good. There's a reason for all these questions that we're not doing Dick Tracy, okay? He's asking mm-hmm. because we're letting the Holy Spirit lead and guide us. Plus, we just want to ascertain where you are so we can tell as the Lord begins to heal you, we can jot down, well, you know, the Lord's healing, and we can make note of it, okay? So it's all going somewhere, and we're really glad you called in. All right?
Thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, LaShawn, I can perceive your faith even right now as we are getting ready to pray. I perceive your faith is reaching out for healing even now in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to ask you to do something, and I mean, you can move your hand good, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Let's start with this. So, and then when I tell you to wipe it off, we're doing a prophetic demonstration here. When I say wipe it off in the name of Jesus, then you wipe like you're wiping something off of yourself and on the body part that we're going to say. Okay?
Okay.
You with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Father, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together Sister LaShawn in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for touching her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And then, Lord God, go into her soul, her mind, her will, and her emotions. We thank you, Lord God. You know everything that she's been through, and you know it in great detail. Hallelujah.
Yes.
What happened, what's going on now, and then you know what's going to happen in the future. So, Lord God, we lift her up to you right now in Jesus' name. And we, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of stress and of trauma. Stress would try to hang on to you and stay with you and keep you in the situation that you're in. So we come against that spirit of stress and trauma. Trauma tries to come and bring fear and trepidation and dread. And so we're coming against that spirit of stress and that spirit of trauma right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we say, Jesus. You spirit of stress, you spirit of trauma, you have no right, you have no authority, and you have no permission on her in any way, shape, or form in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So the first thing I'm perceiving is put your hand on your chest, like around your heart. Just put your hand because this is where it's trying to really manifest. I'm just even perceiving like such a pain in your heart around in your chest area. So just put your hand on your chest. And right now, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of stress, you spirit of trauma, now get ready to brush it off. Get off of her now. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm hearing this. Do it again. Put your hand on your chest. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, get off of her heart. Get off of her chest, even now, in Jesus' name. Now, wipe it again in the name of Jesus. And you cannot stay, no matter how long you've been there, no matter how you think you got the right, you got to go now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There it is. There it is. Hey, Yabashanda. There it
Glory.
Is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, put your hand
Thank
on
you,
your
Jesus.
Head. Hallelujah. Yes. And especially on that right side, in the name of Jesus, but you just put your hand on your head. Thank you, Lord God, right now. Hallelujah. That spirit of stress, spirit of trauma, comes off of her head. Now wipe it off right now in the name of Jesus.
Hey!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says now you're going to have clarity of thought in the name of Jesus. That fog that was trying to be on your head that went with that pain, it's off in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Now put your hands like on your neck and on your shoulders. We're going to take care of the neck and the shoulders. At the same time, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we bless your name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. So you got your hands on your neck, and then when we say get it off, you go down your neck and across your shoulders, and it's leaving you. Thank you, Lord God.
Yeah.
We thank you right now that spirit of stress and trauma must leave her. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and wipe it off. Hallelujah. Shonda. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we just finished praying on another broadcast with my sister, and the Lord was giving us a word about getting that our shoulders are not heavy and are not cannot hold what this is that the enemy's trying to put on us. So your shoulders are now free. The shoulders of the Lord is taking on that yoke and that burden in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Now we got one more place to get, and that's your back. Hallelujah. That stress, if you can touch the small of your back, there it is. There's been stress that has been gathering in the small of your back for years. Today is the day that it leaves you, and that's going to help your legs and your feet when this stress comes and this trauma comes off of the small of your back. Hallelujah. So put your hand back there. You can even move your hand a little bit around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And get ready to wipe it off. Yay, God. Yay, God. In the name of hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of stress and trauma, you come off of her back. Do it now. Wipe it off now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
There it is. Hallelujah. It came off even in your spinal area, all down your back, all down your legs right now. Hallelujah. Just peace all down your legs, up and down your legs. Hallelujah. That old Shamba Kalabasia. Hallelujah. And your nerve endings are processing properly now through your entire body. That tingling stops now in the name of Jesus. That feeling of being, of feeling like something's falling asleep in your body, gone now in the name of Jesus. Replaced by complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. Okay, I see you trying to hang on the back of your neck. You get off now. In the neck, we see you. You can't stay.
Thank you.
You have no right. You have no authority. You have no permission. Hallelujah. Thank you. There it is. There it is. Hallelujah. Even I'm perceiving that there was like a little hump in the back of your neck, gone now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We give you praise. We give you glory. Okay, Sister LaShawn, before we go on, how you feeling now?
Tell us what's happening. It feels a little relief. A lot of relief.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank you for your prayers.
You,
I thank you. Thank you for touching and agreeing with me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you perceiving any pain right now?
No.
No?
Are you
saying that there's zero pain? That 10 went from a 10 to a 0.
Yeah, I'm turning my neck, okay? Yes, ma'am.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
Something you couldn't do before or that hurt before.
Yes. It was very heavy in the back on that neck, so thank you.
That's what you want.
God is good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold on. We're not finished with you yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Elder, and then we're going to play our song in just a second. Elder.
I don't take near as detailed notes. I've got little sketchy notes, but Fossil has all the notes.
Yeah.
But I wrote down head and back were like a 10. Are you okay there in the head and the back? Are you perfectly good there?
Yes.
If not, we're going to pray again.
Is not
head, back, neck, feet, legs.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Well, I think what we'll do at this point is we'll seal the healing. Hallelujah.
All right.
Glory
Thank
to
you,
God.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. So
Thank
and
you,
we'll Lord. Praise we'll put a praise on it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord,
thank
we thank you,
you
for sealing her healing, sealing Sister LaShawn's healing right now in the name of Jesus. This healing, this good feeling that you feel right now, it's not gonna leave you. It's going to stay with you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your healing is sealed in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. The total eviction of stress and trauma is sealed right now. There's no openings
Thank
in you
Lord
for
Jesus,
trauma. There's no
you.
Openings in you for stress in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know that T-shirt, too blessed to be stressed. You have been blessed. Too blessed
Thank
to be stressed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for sealing her with your blood. Hallelujah. And then nothing else can try to come up and manifest, nothing else, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your, Lord, for your complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. And now we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we're going to put a praise on it. Hallelujah. Look
thank
what
you, Lord Jesus.
The Lord,
thank you, Lord
has
Jesus.
Done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Look what the Lord has done.
All you
Look
God.
What the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. He was just in time. I'm going to praise him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister LaShawn. Oh,
yes,
we didn't mention your sleep. We didn't mention the sleep. Hallelujah. But I believe all of that was connected.
Yes.
And so we thank you, Lord Father God, right now for a good night's sleep. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Hallelujah, that as she sleeps tonight, as she dreams, she'll have peaceful dreams as well in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And even if there is no trauma or stress about going to sleep in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, no trauma, no stress with the sleep, peace. Thank you, Lord, that you just hold her. hold her all night long, that she gets restful and peaceful sleep. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, sister. Thank you, Reverend.
Now,
thank you.
Hallelujah. So, was that you coughing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Elder Phillip. We're going to let you
right.
pray over the cough, and we'll let her go after this.
Okay. Lord, thank you so much for all of the blessings that you've done to Sister LaShawn. What an amazing thing you've done here. I just come against any, she shouldn't have to suffer with any choking or any coughing. I come against any coughing, any choking in Jesus' name. I rebuke it by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. No more symptoms, no more infections, no more coughs, nothing in Jesus' name. No more choking in Jesus' name. She's free, free from stress, free from coughing, free from pain. We give you praise, Lord. We give you thanks, Lord. We speak it over our sister in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. For sure.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen. Amen. We didn't ask you one more thing. Tingling? Are you still perceiving the tingling?
That'd be like in my toes. It was from head to toe, but it's like my feet, they have it in them. Like, so I believe that's going to go.
All right. Amen. Well, God bless you. And if you have opportunity to come back and give us a report later on, we would love to hear.
Okay.
We'll be back again.
Every Wednesday, is it?
No, it's not every Wednesday.
it's
the second Wednesday of the month.
Oh.
So we'll be back again with prophetic healing on Wednesday. The second Wednesday is December the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern.
9?
Okay.
Our time in Nashville, Tennessee? 8.
8 p.m. Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you all. Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you for calling me. Thank you.
Amen. Awesome. Have a blessed night. A good night.
You
sleep night.
Wonderful.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Area code 609. Hallelujah. You've been holding on very well. Thank you so much. I see you, Minister Rachel and family. Anyone else, press your number one key. We're going to open your line in just a moment, 609. The two ailments that were called out tonight, and we know that the God is bigger than the two ailments that were called out, but hallelujah. The two that were called out was something on the head. And Sister LaShawn was going through something on her head. So it's something on the head, the hair follicles, or it was something else. I'm looking it up. And then, and also with the legs. Something going on in the legs where the legs and the body meet. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Area code 609. And I wanted to bet, amen. Okay. I'm getting text coming in. and doing other stuff too. So, what I wanted to say was we see that what God revealed, he has healed the head and the legs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, area code 609, opening up your line right now. Welcome.
Hello. Amen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Tell us what your first name is.
Crystal Niblack. Thank you.
Okay.
I need prayer for when you mentioned the follicle problem that I've been having for 4 years, right before COVID hit, and it came upon me suddenly. I've never had a problem with my follicles, my hair follicles, and it wasn't like it just came out. Like I woke up and the hair is on the pillow. It just,
wow.
It's like it just disappeared and it started thinning and started coming out. So, and I need prayer this evening.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen. Is there any pain with that, Crystal?
No pain.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let's pray. Glory to God.
Yeah, let's do.
I guess I'll start since I got the word on it. And
sure.
Then you can jump in, Elder. Hallelujah.
Sure. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up our sister Crystal to you right now. If you can put your hands on your head, that'd be great.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm touching my own head in agreement with you. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your anointing that's coming through her, into her, from her, through her hands and into her head right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you are repairing are replacing every hair follicle. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for what you revealed. You heal. Thank you, Lord. What you reveal, you heal.
Hallelujah.
What you reveal, you heal.
Oh.
What you reveal, you heal. You revealed this before we even started the broadcast tonight. Thank you, Lord. Your mind, your heart was on it. You revealed it unto your servant because you want to heal tonight. This is our night. She's ready. You're ready. Hallelujah. We loose your healing power to come into her head, her scalp, her hair. Any infection or disease or any kind of anything like that, we take a complete authority over in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we rebuke you, and you must cease all of your activity and leave, Crystal, in the name of the Lord Jesus. You were exposed by the Holy Ghost even before the broadcast began. Get off and get away in Jesus' name. And Lord, we loose your healing power upon her to fill back in and to literally heal what had been destroyed by this condition. Fill back in. Give fullness, we ask, in Jesus' wonderful, glorious name. And Lord, we give you all praise. We give you all thanksgiving. Thank you for revealing this before the broadcast began. Thank you for your healing anointing going into Crystal. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Jesus, mighty name. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Of Crystal, did you perceive anything?
When the pastor was praying, kind of like, I don't know what's just dropping down, like a auto immune disease or something. I don't know. That kind of dropped in my spirit just a few minutes ago.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, whatever that is, hallelujah. I know that he has touched you tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I believe it too.
And hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm still perceiving him doing something in you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Lord, we just stretch our hands toward Crystal in Jesus' wonderful name. We stretch all of us, all the people listening in too. They're joining in too, Lord. We are, there you go. You're getting an anointing. Oh, boy. We stretch our hands toward our sister Crystal in Jesus' name. On her head, her hair, her scalp, everything in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
we loose your healing power flowing out of our hands. On the left and the right. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are literally touching her with your healing power.
Yes,
we are
Lord.
Grateful. We are thankful. We loose this power upon Crystal in Jesus' wonderful name. We thank you that your anointing is touching her, flowing through us, going out our arms, down our arms, out our hands, and into her head in Jesus' mighty name. And we loose your healing power, Lord. We do not take it for granted. We thank you that you're touching her. You know exactly what she needs. You know precisely what she needs.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Sometimes there'll be a, not all the time, sometimes there'll be a tangible anointing flowing through our hands, and we can feel that, you know, ministering to someone. And so when that happens, we tell them, yes, so I'm telling you. So,
amen.
So I do know for sure that the Lord was touching you, and I'm very grateful of it. Okay?
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
He is. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. So please, you know, let us know, you know, what's going on with you. We'll be back again, as I said before, the second Wednesday of
yes.
December. Now, we have other broadcasts that come on, and you can call well, we'll be on tomorrow night for our anniversary. And if you notice a marked difference, you can, you know, we're going to open the lines and you can say something then as well, okay?
Amen.
But
the
prophetic healing will be back on Wednesday, December the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. So thank you so much for calling in.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And I just feel led to play the song because I believe God has done it. Because the anointing was so tremendous that I couldn't even speak. And I thank you, Elder Philip, for speaking. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And Sister Crystal, our eyes haven't seen, our ears haven't heard, but we are believing for your healing.
Amen.
Along with
Thank you.
And we're going to go as far as sealing the healing that is
Amen.
Done and is sealed in Jesus' name. Amen. So whatever it is, if it ends up, the doctor says, oh, it's autoimmune, that's still not too hard or too big for God. Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed night.
You too. Amen.
Yes.
Bless.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to get to you next, Minister Rachel and family. We have area code 404. We're opening up your line now.
Hello?
Hi, area code 404.
Tell yes, hi. My name is Kristen.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
How did you hear about us?
Blessed to be here. Well, I'm divinely connected to Minister Kiva, and she just sent me the link. And at first I was like, okay. And then the Holy Spirit kept saying, no, you need to call in. Because sometimes, you know, you get busy and you're like, okay, I'll call next week. And I didn't realize. And then I said, the Holy Spirit's like, no, you need to call in. And so I'm just being obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit, yeah.
Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice. It's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
So tell us
Amen.
What's going on with you, Kristen?
Well, it's a lot. Primarily with
list.
My son. He was okay. Well, my son was diagnosed with autism at the age of 3.5. Now, I'm a medical doctor, but I never received that diagnosis. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I let him get the medical therapies that he needs, but he's just been through so much, and that it's just been a fight and a battle in the spirit and in the natural. And I said, I couldn't get the services at school. I couldn't get the services, you know, privately. And I said, God, you're going to have to intervene. I'm just going to believe for you to heal him. I've been speaking
Amen.
It, but just it's time. He's been talking. He wants to interact. He had a fear of going to school because he was abused in school and just trauma. But we found the school, and he just walked right in the room, and he sat down. And I was like, okay, well, he's telling me he's ready. I said, okay, Lord, well, I'm going to receive it, that he's going to get what he needs, and that he's going to thrive. And I don't accept that I see him as who God has called him to be. As a walking in his calling, you know, as a prophet and an engineer, he loves to investigate. He's very, very curious, and I just just thank God for him. And amen. I'm like, okay, I receive it. And so, with me last week, I was actually praying with someone, and just the spirit of retaliation and backlash. I ended up dealing with an attack on my body with the anaphylactic shock reaction. I have no idea what, like, triggered it, but something entered my body. It was like a invisible haze. It's like something entered in through my nose, and then I just had an allergic reaction, like when you sneeze to dust or pollen, but it just got so worsened that I had to go to the ER because my throat was closing and my chest, I almost couldn't breathe. And I've still been having like residual even after getting treated, and people were praying for me because we didn't know what it was, and I didn't want to, you know, I knew it was in my, I was like, please pray for me because I know you have to seal those doors. So that's what I've been dealing with, and I'm like, Lord, I'm not going to receive this on my body that I have to have an EpiPen for the rest of my life or something, because anything can trigger me to have an allergic reaction. So those are the two things in the name of Jesus. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I was expecting a long list.
Well, there is a lot more, but I can tell the story.
Okay,
really?
We'll start
okay.
with this. We'll start with this.
Okay.
I had a question. How old is your son now?
He's 8.
Okay. Okay. That's just came to my mind. Okay. You have any questions, Elder Phillip?
No, I didn't catch your son's name. That's an important thing.
Ian, I-A-N, Ian.
Okay.
Okay. And so we want to pray for him that he will blossom and fully be who God wants him to be, regardless of any kind of diagnosis of autism. Am I pretty close there?
That's what I'm believing God for, yes.
Amen.
And then you yourself were attacked recently with some kind of way off the chart allergic reaction stuff, and you just want us to take authority over that and get rid of that, and you can get back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still having throat or chest symptoms, or is that behind you?
Yes, I do. My throat will randomly itch, and then I'll have like a contact. They call it contact dermatitis, like something irritates your skin, and then you break out. I've been having that too.
Okay. Well, we're really glad that you called. Thank you. And we're honored to get to pray with you and very eager to see what the Lord is going to do in your life. Okay.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for Kristen. We thank you for Ian. I'd like to just remind you that several times in the Gospels, Lord, the nobleman put for prayer for his son. Centurion came for a servant that wasn't even a son. Syrophoenician woman came on behalf of her daughter. And I thank you that this mother has come to your presence, come to your throne of grace on behalf of her son. So we lift Ian to you in Jesus' name, and I ask that you would restore and heal him in every way. I pray that your full will be done in his life, regardless of medical diagnosis. I ask that your full will and healing be done in Ian's life so that he would fully live what you want him to be and how you want him to be in Jesus' name. I ask that your presence and your power would go all the way down to his DNA and all the way down to his chromosomes in Jesus' name. And that your healing power would go deep in him and manifest up to the surface in Jesus' mighty name. I ask that you manifest yourself through his personality and manifest yourself through his physical body in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Make him a blessing in every way and let him fully fulfill what you want in his life in Jesus' name. And we speak healing and health over him by the power of Jesus' name. Now, Lord, on behalf of our sister, she's been some kind of attacked with strange allergic reaction stuff. And we take authority over that in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have tormented her too long. We shake you off of her by the power of the name of Jesus. We break you off of her by the power of the name of Jesus. I rebuke this condition, whatever you are. I rebuke this spiritual attack behind it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take authority over you in Jesus' name. And I order you to get off of this woman, get off of this godly saint, and leave the house in Jesus' name. You leave her and leave her home in Jesus' name. Take all of your symptoms with you by the power of the name of Jesus. throat, we command you to be healed. Chest, we command you to be healed. Skin, we command you to be healed. Body, we command you to be healed from the inside out, top to bottom, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we break this assignment and this attack on our sister, and we cancel it by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Bless her in every way, Lord. We ask you in Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise God.
Are you perceiving anything?
Yes, I started feeling kind of like tingling all over, like fire all over my body. I receive it, and I receive the healing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, hallelujah. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. For we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. I will testify,
hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for breaking those chains right now in the name of Jesus. Off of Ian's mind, off of his body, off of his spirit right now. He's free.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. And as the Lord has said to us, what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. And he's revealed to you, hallelujah, that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He just brought back to me that very same scripture came to me today. Hallelujah. And when I heard that scripture, it was part of the scriptures that I listened to today. But when that part of the scripture came up, it was like, listen carefully. Hallelujah. I believe it is so. It is so. Hallelujah. Please keep in touch with us and tell us how the wonderful engineer is doing.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, I just want to say, I've seen people being diagnosed with different things, and what it makes me think about is a young man that I met. Well, he's a grown man now, but he was about 8 years old when I met him. And the Lord just showed me that he was just really like a genius. And but the teachers were saying that he wasn't doing well in school. And so the Lord had me to do some things with him, pray over him, and do some things. Like I had just got a new car. And I gave him the manual to the car, and I said, I'm not going to read this. You read it and show me how to use my car. And he did. He knew more about the car than I did. And then years later, he moved out of town. He moved to Florida, him and his mom. And we knew a little bit then, but we knew later. And he was like a computer genius. So by the time he was in junior high school, he was fixing the computer network at his school. Teachers were giving him their laptops to take home and fix it, and he would. So when you say that your son is an engineer because he likes to look at things and discover things and take things apart. Or you didn't say that, but that's what I got out of it.
Yes,
young man,
that's him all day.
Yeah, he would. This young man I was talking about, he would take things apart and he would put it back together into something different than it was before. So
yes, I have something to share before. Oh my Lord, okay. I know, Jesus. He did this with the chair like a week ago. Well, maybe it's been a month ago. Just a traditional chair, like a desk office chair. He took it apart, and I'm like, Ian, this is broken. Do you know what he did? The cushion that you sit on, he didn't want the back part. He just wanted the cushion to sit on, and that's all he wants to sit on. He didn't want the back support. And I looked and I said, well, that's different. I would have never thought to do that to that chair. And it works just fine, but he's made something totally different that looks something that I would not have seen before. And I've never seen a chair look like that. But it's very functional, and it works, and it's how he wanted it to work. So, yes, he does that. I receive that in the name of Jesus. Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And this boy, I could go on story after story, but I'll make it short. We gave him engine, like a train, a fire engine that worked. I mean, he was 8 years old back then, and I went to him and his mom's house. I took it to him. The next time I came back, he had a knife, and he was hacking that thing up. And the thing was he wanted to get inside and to check it out, and then when he finished hacking it up, it was brand new. It cost a lot of money, too. But he took the parts and he made something else out of it, and it worked. So your son has gifts, you know, gifts, genius, creativity from the Lord, and you may be one of the few people that see it. And we pray for you even now in Jesus' name that, mm-hmm. that, you know, I see that God is doing this already, but that the Lord will let you see him as God sees him, no matter what anybody mm-hmm. else says about him, but that you will continue being steadfast, unmovable, and unshakable, seeing your son the way that God sees him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's somebody else who's on the line. I don't think she's on the line anymore. But Sister Debbie has a child that's been diagnosed with autism. I think he's in his 40s now. But she never treats him like he's been diagnosed with autism. His language has not been released, but she's expecting his language to be released at any time. And we, you know, continue to lift him up in prayer. Amen. Amen. So
amen.
God bless
amen.
You. Thank
well,
you
I
so
just,
much.
Yes. Yes. Well, I was concerned about that too. And God always confirmed that. And I pray that he continues to do that for that mom, because he did that for me. I didn't think Ian could talk because he wouldn't talk to me. And he was just running around the room. He was 3 years old. And I was like, Ian, what are you doing? He said, nothing. I'm not doing anything. What are you doing? And it was just, and so I said, oh, my Lord. I said, he can talk. And I relaxed,
hallelujah.
You know, because as a parent, you don't know. Yes. Oh, Jesus. And so, my God, that's why I know it's there. So I just encourage it, and I just let them feel comfortable. Praise God. I receive that. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling. And please keep in touch. Let us know the progress. We want to hear. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. And we know, you know, we know Minister Kiva up close and personal. So, you know, you can tell her. She'll let us know, or you can come back on the broadcast. All right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so
Wonderful.
Much.
Yes,
have a blessed night.
Me.
Amen. Okay, you guys are holding on very well. Thank you so much. Excuse me. Minister Rachel. And then we see Minister Elaine, and then we see Pastor Price. Hallelujah. And we have a text that came in earlier from Reverend Treva. So don't let me forget that. We want to pray for Reverend Treva before we leave tonight. Amen.
Okay.
So Minister Rachel and family, praise God. Well, oh, you know what? I'm sorry, Minister Rachel. Hold on a second. You know, we usually open a line for Pastor Mom. I'm so sorry, Minister Rachel. But it dawned on me, we usually open a line for Pastor Mom first. We did not do that. So, hallelujah. You're laughing. I know you're laughing
yeah, I
with
am.
Me. Pastor Catherine, I don't know if you are available or Pastor Mom, she may be asleep, but I don't hear you. Okay, I'm going to open up your line.
Pastor Catherine. We're here, but we are busy.
Oh, thank you. If I ever do that again, help me. You know,
okay,
Mom is usually the first one.
You can pray for us. I want to just say before you pray for Mom, I received the prayer that you prayed for the young lady that was had problems with her follicles because that happened to me when I started when I was about 58 years old. And it just continued to just fall. And I just cried. But as you all were praying for her, it looked like I felt a little happy. Just a little right here.
Hallelujah.
I know I'm older now, but I still believe nothing is too hard for God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we believe, too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Pastor Catherine.
Okay. Glory to God.
Thank you all for your prayer. Okay, here's Mom.
Amen. Now, Pastor Mom, we prayed about, last month we prayed about Pastor Mom coughing. And the coughing has gotten so much better, so much less than
Jesus.
It was. She's getting some really good night's sleep. Hallelujah. And so, anything else, Pastor Mom, that you want prayer for?
Mom, she said you want prayer for anything else? What you want prayer for? You want prayer for anything? Do you want prayer for anything else?
No.
Oh, okay. She said no.
Okay.
Just continue to pray for the call and just pray for
her. Okay. All right. And then she has been experiencing some small wounds because of moisture. I'll just say it like that. In intimate places.
Yeah, okay.
Amen.
Good. Thank you, Lord. Lord, there isn't anything too small for you. Hallelujah. Lord, we just pray over this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just going to use the phrase, dry up everything, Lord. Supernaturally, by the power of your Holy Spirit, make everything normal, make it the way it should be, balanced, normal, healthy, in Jesus' name. We speak your spirit. We speak your word. In the name of Jesus, we declare it. We declare it. We say it. We believe it, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We proclaim it and believe it. And she's an eager receiver in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Just believe in God is going to completely heal in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. I don't know if you folks,
Amen.
Or if it's somebody, I don't know if it's you folks or somebody else, but I just started having these awful pains in my palm. Is it anyone of you that's having pains in your palm of your hand, or is it somebody else out there?
All right. So if you're experiencing any pains in your palm, hallelujah, press your
Good.
Number one key. Amen.
Please do. Please
Amen.
Do.
Amen. And thank you for praying for Pastor Mom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good night, Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine.
Good night. We thank you. We love you. Bless you.
Okay.
I really need the person who's got
the
pain in the palms. I need them to call in. I can't take this too much longer.
Okay. Well, we need to hear from Minister Rachel. She's been waiting. Maybe that's her.
Okay.
Maybe it's a palm in her hand from holding her hand up that long. Mm. Minister Rachel and family, welcome.
Hi. God bless y'all. It's not me about the palm in my hand. My palm of my hand's real good. like no pain, but you know, sometimes when you're trying to do something like a little stiffness, I'm moving my fingers now, but that's not what I was pressing on one key, because my grandson was really, really hot earlier, and I was downstairs listening to the broadcast. As God, you know, how we others pray, and when we're taking care of God's business, he takes care of our business. So
yes.
I'm going to go touch him to see if he's feeling a lot cooler, because his legs got a lot cooler.
Okay, good.
He wasn't too – his arms, let me see. He's sleeping now, so I'm glad he's sleeping good.
Okay.
His appetite is coming back better, and I'm like, thank you, Jesus. And I was like, Lord, I don't want this child to come back anymore. I mean, when you see a lot of things happening, and then also when you was praying for the little sweet boy, and I was also just thinking about my daughter, Amber, because she had said something to me that made me sad, but she was always so happy and cheerful, motivated to pray and things like that, and I just had to read. Just the rebukes that she said, Mom, I don't want to pray anymore. And I was like, the devil is, you know, you get,
yeah.
I didn't say it to her, but I know what that was. I'm just like, I know I got to keep my family in prayer, because it's been a lot that's been going on. And I know she have a love for the Lord, and I know she loves to pray. And when we come together and pray, it defeats the enemy and his foolishness. And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to come against me and all this. He's trying to distract us. And it's been a lot of distraction.
Mm-hmm.
But God is still in control, and I just got to keep my focus. And it's just been like a fight and a pressing. I just have to keep fighting the good fight of faith and keep on pressing, even though sometimes I get really tired and I'm like, God, but I know you got me, Lord. I say it's one set of footprints in the sand. It's God carrying all eight of us. And I just got to keep on going, no matter what it looks like. No.
Amen.
I just gotta stand firm. Like I'm hearing a song.
Yeah.
You just stand and watch the Lord see you through. After you've done all you can, you just stand.
Amen.
Me too. Be not entangled in that bondage again. You just stand. Yes, Lord. God has a purpose. God has a plan.
Yes.
You just have to stand.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
So
we're praying for Gabriel, and we're praying for Amber.
Yes.
All right, and so this fever thing, that has happened to him several times.
Yes,
right?
And I've had it with them. I'm like, God, I'm just wanting to stop and not come back no more.
Right. I know. He was diagnosed with COVID at one time, right?
A couple of times. Look like Jesus against that. And I ain't never coming back. God closed that door and he healed him once and for all. And I just
Amen.
Want him to stay here.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. So, Elder Phillip?
Yes. Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus over little grandson in Jesus' name that he would be free and stay free in the mighty
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. We speak no more recurring fevers, no more recurring attacks. In the name of Jesus, devil, you take your hands off of this precious child. We break your power. We break your attacks. We cease your attacks. In Jesus' mighty name. And you're trying to discourage this family. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against discouragement and distraction in Jesus' name. But especially discouragement in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke you in all forms, in all facets. And I say, be removed from this family. From the head of the family on down, in Jesus' name. We speak your spirit of comfort, Lord. We speak a spirit of comfort and encouraging in Jesus' name. Let them receive encouragement and comfort from your spirit, from each other, from true Christian friends, and then true Christian community in Jesus' name. We speak a spirit of peace
yeah.
into that household, a spirit of peace, joy in Jesus' name. I speak a spirit of joy. I rebuke despondency and discouragement in the name of Jesus, and I command you to be removed. Be removed in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord. And lastly, Lord, I ask you to restore their joy. Restore their joy in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, we come against that spirit of competing that the enemy would try to bring among the children, that they're competing, or among the family, that they're competing with one another. We come against that right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that that's replaced by rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. In the name of Jesus, that they'll be happy for each other as one does something. And I was just perceiving, you know, I don't know anything but what I'm hearing in the spirit. And as this, Gabrielle is so dynamic and so assured of everything. And Amber is, feels like, you know, how could she compete with Gabrielle? But that's not Amber. That's the enemy trying to bring that in. And so we plead the blood of Jesus right now over it in the name of Jesus. And we say, devil, we see you in the act trying to kill, steal, and destroy. For every way you try to come at Amber, you must flee seven ways, repay sevenfold, and you lose the substance of your household and won't have anything to barter with in hell. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that Amber sees who she is in the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and that Amber will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And we come against even the lie of the enemy that would try to come to Amber and make her think that her life is short, that she's not going to live long. We come against that right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And you, spirit of death, get away from Amber right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we pray peace over her in Jesus' name. And we speak again and declare and decree that she shall live, hallelujah, and she shall not die, and she shall declare the works of the Lord, and she shall live and have life that much more abundantly in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we bless your name for it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Minister Rachel.
God bless you.
We'll talk about this later as well.
Okay.
Amen.
Oh, it was something else I wanted to say. Y'all were saying something about follicles.
Yes, hair follicles.
Do you mean like, okay, you wash your hair and sometimes some hair comes out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been praying, like, God, to the point that I was a bit frustrated. I was going to shave all my hair off. But God, I kept hearing God saying, don't do that.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
well,
and I
thank you right now. Well, you were praying while we were praying with the lady and having her put her hand on her head. You did that too?
Yes.
Okay.
And I believe God answered my prayer. So I just wanted to say it because I was like, I didn't understand. And I was like, God, I just want to thank you. I'll listen. I won't shave all my hair off because he's doing something wonderful in my hair, because I have no pain or anything like that. I just thank God that he keeps me healed and everything. Bless his holy name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I want to pray this over you, Pastor Catherine, and was that LaShawn? We thank you, Lord God. We pray over you all. Grow hair, more hair on your head in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's a prayer that the Lord has had us to pray before. And if we don't say on the head, it grows all over the place. Hallelujah. And Elder Philip, I know you didn't ask for prayer too, but we say to you as well, grow hair, more hair on his head. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's great.
Now.
God bless y'all.
Amen. God bless. Have a blessed night. Amen. Our other co-host is here. Welcome. Woo. Minister Linda.
Well, I didn't know if I'd get to be, but I'm here, and I just was praying with you all and feeling the presence of God, and I agree on that prayer for hair. Praise God.
Right. Prayer for hair. More
Praise
hair
God.
On your head. Hallelujah. Grow hair. More hair on your head.
Yes.
And, you know, I prayed that prayer with somebody in New Jersey. And, you know, I haven't been in New Jersey in a long time and went about a month ago. And this lady walks up to me and she said, you know, you prayed that prayer over my head, more hair, grow hair, more hair on my head. She said, you see my hair is growing. I said, well, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Praise
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, welcome. Welcome. God is just moving right along here. We have several people with their number one key press.
Praise
so,
God.
So we're moving along, and you just jump in as the Lord leads, as usual.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Good to have you here, Minister Linda. We're going
to
open the line
so happy
now
to be
for
here with you.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're opening the line now for Minister Elaine. We've been wondering about you, Minister Elaine. We want to hear everything. Welcome, Minister Elaine.
Good evening.
Are you here?
Apostle, I sent you.
Okay. Oh.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me check the text out. Hold on. That's right. I know you can't speak really loud. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Send us a text about your elbow, okay? But we're going to do the prayer that you asked us. So catch us up on your elbow because we're still praying for you. Amen. So what she's asked for is prayer for Mrs. Ruth, who's in the hospital, healing for kidney, bladder, blood levels, and heart. And they're going to do some surgery on Mrs. Ruth on Friday. Amen. So her kidney, bladder, blood levels, and her heart.
Amen.
And she has surgery coming up on Friday.
That's Crystal's mom.
Who? Kristen's mom?
Crystal, the one you prayed for, was a hair.
Crystal, okay, got you. Crystal's mom, okay.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We thank you for the spirit of healing that is not only in this room that I'm in, but in rooms all over the country as we come together. And I thank you for your spirit that's here. And I thank you for the spirit of faith that's here. Thank you. So we pray over this situation for the kidneys, bladder, the blood, and the heart. And there's even going to be a surgery on Friday, Lord. So we specifically ask you for your hand of blessing and your hand of healing to be on Mrs. Ruth. And in Jesus' name, we are also asking supernaturally guide every person who's part of the medical team. May they think through their mind, move through their hands, use their hands, their minds, their eyes, their thoughts in a supernatural way, Lord, to do everything that needs to be done and to avoid any and everything that does not need to be done. I second of all ask
specifically for the surgery, that there would be a supernatural recovery, that it would be blessed upon blessed, that it would be supernatural healing recovery in Jesus' name. I ask that you speed up the recovery process in the name of the Lord Jesus. If there are medications that are used, I ask that you would multiply the effect positively of medications that are used in Jesus' name. So we ask for a speedy recovery, a miraculous surgery, and total healing recovery in Jesus' mighty name. We pray for this. We're unified together. You said that if we would come to you, two or more, and agree in Jesus' name, that you would be there. Not only would you be there, but you would, that the Father would answer and grant it. And so we're asking for this. And I feel I should stop talking now and just thank you. Okay? Thank you. That's it. No, thank you. Thank you on that.
Amen.
Thank you. Got it. Got it. Done. I'm just going to stop talking on that one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Amen. Is the Lord giving you anything, Minister Linda?
Well, I'm just feeling like to just keep praying. Just keep praying. I didn't feel like it's time to quit yet. I just feel like we really need to keep praying. Let's just keep
at
it. Okay, Father God, you see what's going to be done, Lord. You see what surgery is going to take place. And, Lord, you see all the problems that she's having with her body, Lord. Lord, I just ask you to heal her heart. Lord, you know how to make a heart beat, right, Lord? And, Lord, I just ask you to take control of every part of her body that has things going wrong with it, Lord. You know that there's multiple things going wrong with it. Lord Jesus, this is your daughter. I'm asking you to put your hands upon her right now, Lord. Lord, it is your will for her to be completely and totally healed. This woman has many people that love her, many people that rely on her. So, Lord, I'm asking you to touch and heal her. Lord, I forget her name, but you know her name. So, Lord, I'm asking you right now to do a miracle in her body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That would be Mrs. Ruth. Hallelujah.
Mrs. Ruth, okay. Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's like sometimes when we have a healing, we pray and it happens automatically. And then other times, we have to keep on. We have to keep on. And I've been experiencing that in my own life and been seeing miracles because of God wanting me to keep on. And
amen.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's keeping on just keeps you closer to Jesus.
Yes. Oh, well, praise the Lord. Amen. Minister Elaine sent us a message about her elbow. Because we prayed for her elbow for a little while, speaking of what you were just saying, Minister Linda. We prayed for Minister Elaine's elbow. I don't know if that was back in July or something. And she just said that the doctor said that her elbow is healed yesterday. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Because that thing had been kind of trying to hold on for the past, like, 4 or 5 months.
Oh,
yes.
So we thank God.
Yes.
Thank God for complete healing, health, and wholeness. And that every
scar
is removed as well in the name of Jesus, that there's not even any scar tissue or even any sign that wound was there for so long. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord, for sealing the healing. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Minister Elaine. We're going to close your line. And Let's go on to Pastor Price. And then we have, it may be Maya. Hallelujah. After that, amen. Pastor Price, welcome.
Thank you. God bless you, Apostle, and Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda and all the precious saints in your respective places tonight. God bless you in Jesus' name. This evening, I live in Memphis, and my son, Don, they live in North Hollywood, California, as well as he lives with his son and his daughter. His son is 18 in college, and his daughter is 17 in 12th grade. And him and his wife have had some very serious issues. And after she had graduated from college last year and she got a very, very good job, all of a sudden things changed very drastically in their relationship. I've talked about this, I think, before. And now she has wanted to get a divorce. And so he's tried to be what he thought was accommodating to her and to be able to go on down to the court. And he don't want the divorce. He said, I don't want the divorce. But he said he would go on down and go to that for the filing. So they went down there and they went to file. But then now what she needed was for, and that could happen, they said within five years, they could do it up to 5 years, that they need to get affidavit for the judgment, some kind of judgment that they need. And she makes very good money, so they were going to make her pay. Or the thing that they suggested was $500-some a month for child support, and they were going to have her to pay alimony to him because my son went blind in one eye. By faith, we believe God for his healing in that one eye. And but he's gone back to college, too. He graduated this year from college. He's in another college right now, even with the one eye. But anyway, trying to get through all of this. So now she's getting to go out of town tomorrow. And before she left, she wanted to get those papers signed. She's coming back, but she's going on a trip, a special trip. And so she wanted the divorce papers signed, this affidavit where she would not have to pay child support nor alimony. He was going to go on and sign it because he loved her so much. And he just said, I'll go on and let her do it. But they went down the first time to go have it notarized, and she forgot and left the papers at home. They went down again yesterday, and by the time they got in the office, it was closed, and they were not notarizing. So today, he called me. He said, Mom, I don't want to do this. I don't want to sign this paper, Mama. And he said, and I'm talking about this is a man in his 50s now. He said, I don't want to do this. And I said, well, you're going to have to pray. He's talked to apostles and different ones. He said, I don't want to do it. And so she was supposed to come at 5:30 this evening, California time. And then I got off the service we had this evening on date night. And he had been calling me during that time while we were on date night. My son did. And then he called. Then afterwards, my grandson called me as soon as we hung up from the service. My grandson, Chris, was 18. And I was praying, Lord, don't let nothing didn't happen in that. Yesterday, I want to put this in, that yesterday, when they found out they were too late to go in and get the paper signed, and he didn't hinder that. He was going. But then she threatened, because of his eye, he doesn't walk at night anywhere because he can't see how to get around. And because of the eye. So and he doesn't drive because there's some other issues with the other eye. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. So when they got in the place and it was closed, he came back out to get in the car, and she locked the car doors last night. She locked the car doors and drove off. And he called me from California, said, Mom, I'm out here. I'm in the middle of the street. I can't see nothing. It's nighttime, and I don't know what I'm going to do. But then I called my grandson, and he tried to get with his mama She got Don, she got him, and brought him back home. But during that time, she was so upset, she said she wanted to kill herself because she wanted him to sign those papers. So then tonight, my grandson called me because there was a lot of stuff going on tonight. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. And my son was in the background crying. He's weeping. He's crying. And my grandson said, Grandma, he said, I didn't put my hands on my mama because I love my mama. He said, but I told my mama I want peace. He said, I do not want for her to come in this house with all this stuff that she's doing because she's wanting him to go and sign those papers. He said, he told his mom this evening, Mama, you go on and go to court. Do whatever you got to do, but don't come in here with this stuff. With and he had his dad. He was going to had his dad to go in the bedroom because he's trying to keep them apart so that he could go on and not have all this stuff that's going on. But it ended up anyway. My grandson is praying for peace and was praying for peace because he said, Mom, he said, I would never call the police on you, but if you try to go in there, because she was wanting to make him go. She had told him last night, and she had started back cursing. She didn't use the curse, they said, but she told him she was going to make his ASS come down there and sign those papers. And Don said she was just cursing last night and just all kind of things. So tonight, he was trying to keep them apart and trying to keep them in, and she just wanted to get him by herself. She said, I want to talk to him by myself. But anyway, when all of it ended up tonight, I'm praying for her. I'm praying against the spirit of suicide. I'm praying against kind of problems about with my son and my, and I had to tell him today, I said, now you got to calm down now. Because he really loves his wife. He don't want a divorce. But I told him, I said, my head started hurting while I was talking to him, and I knew then, I told my grandson, lay your hands on your daddy's head. Lay your hands. He's 54 years old. I said, Don, you cannot cry like this. You cannot let yourself go like this. So I've been praying for him. So I'm just asking for you all to intercede. I love my daughter-in-law. I believe that she's important to the Lord. He told me, he said, no man can pluck her out of his hand. He said, the enemy has come against her. I know we're not warring against flesh and blood. And I know that God is doing a work. And I know because of what he's doing in my heart. Because, see, I could be hurt because of the hurt that it's causing for my son. But I understand that Veronica is important to God. That's my daughter-in-law. She is very important. And he's been having me to pray, Philippians 1:6. The good work that he started in her life, he's going to complete it. This has been some really rough times during this time. And I release our love and forgiveness towards her as an act of my will in obedience to the word of God to have no bitterness, no anger, no rage, because she is a soul. And so I want prayer for my daughter-in-law, but I don't want her to be hurt. I do not want her to go and try to take a life because she wants a divorce. And then the other thing is, one more, there's a name, a man named Darren down in Atlanta, and that's who they believe she's going to see tomorrow, that she wanted to get those papers signed because I don't believe he would have anything to do with her if she was still married. So she needed them notarized so she could show him. There's no really push to have gotten them papers out. But she's been saying she want to be with this guy named Darren, who's just been what she calls the love of her life. But when I look at Darren, I'm telling you, he looks like Charles Manson to me. His eyes look like Charles Manson's eyes. And I believe that there are some things that are going on. So I don't know if that's true or not, but I just ask you all to pray for our family. I can't go through, you can't cover in everything that's all in here. But I just want prayer for my family, for my grandchildren that have to get involved in this, and for my son and for his wife, Veronica. My son's name is Don, and my grandson's name is Chris. My granddaughter was not there. She was still at practice, so she didn't see all of this. The one that's 17, she didn't see all this going on. So that's why I asked for prayer. And anybody, just to keep them up in prayer, I give that over for you all to pray.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes.
Well, Lord, theme song that plays while the broadcast is beginning, Lord, it says that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt.
Yes.
And hurting people hurt people. And I want to start praying for Veronica because she just seems, Lord, like she's spun out of control and hurting in about 99 yes. directions.
Yes.
So I want a spirit of peace over her and a spirit of clarity from the Holy Ghost over her. I bind any spirits of confusion or spirits of consternation in Jesus' name coming against her mind and against her thoughts in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Making her act like a crazy person in Jesus' name. She is not a Tasmanian devil. She's created in the image of God. And I rebuke any and all spirits attached in that way in Jesus' name. And I command them out, off of her. Lord, I really pray that you would heal inside out. Don, Chris, ask that you heal them in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Really heal them in Jesus' name. I ask that you would really reveal your love and yourself to them in a way that they desperately need. And I ask that you give them peace, that there's no way that they could even have it except that it's been handed from you. I really pray that you would give them peace, just beyond love and peace and love from you. Let them experience it. I know you already love them, but let them experience it in a way that they are desperate for. In Jesus' name, I pray that you would lovingly and gently lead Don, that he would not do anything that you would not have him to do.
Yes.
Lord, if it's in his best interest to receive child support and to receive alimony, that I'm asking that you lead him to do that.
Yes.
If it is in his best interest to have something else, then I pray that for him. But please make it clear to him of what you want him to do and what he deserves if, in fact, this divorce goes through. Lord, I pray that if there's anything that needs to be exposed or revealed, and I don't mean this in a mean way, Lord, but if there's anything that needs to come to light that would actually help this family, then I ask that you would uncover and reveal. And you know the attitude of my heart. I'm not saying it in a vindictive way. But if there's things that need to come to light so that people can be thinking more clearly and doing the right thing, then I ask that you uncover anything of darkness.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I pray for the extended family as well, Lord, because this is going to hurt them when they hear these things. The extended family, Lord, it's going to hurt. These things are painful. And I pray healing over the extended family, yes, the immediate family, but also the extended family, Lord. Protect their own hearts. I ask that you keep them and minister to them. And let them feel your love. Help them not get mixed up in the drama. Help them not feel anger and hatred and stuff. Them, Lord, actively, I ask you. Make your presence and your protection felt among the extended family as well. We pray, Lord, your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. If there truly is no way for this situation to be rectified, then I really ask that you protect Don and the kids and that your will would be done for them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Minister Linda, do you have anything to, from the Holy Ghost?
Well, what I'm feeling right now is to come against, I just got to say what came to me. I come against any that have attacked Veronica and looking towards somebody that she maybe shouldn't be looking at. I come against these spirits that have gotten a hold of this lady. And Lord, I just ask you right now, in your son Jesus' name right now, Father, I ask you right now for your heads to be around her so that these demons will quit whispering in her ears. Right now, I just ask for a hedge to be all around her, that she will quit listening to the lies of the enemy. I come against these demons that have been talking to her, to where she doesn't have any care for her husband or her family. Lord, I just ask you to give her your heart once again, to give her your heart once again, Lord. And Lord, I ask for complete comfort, your love to surround Don so much that he feels your love so much that he won't ache over his wife and that he'll just fully put trust in you. I just ask you to comfort him and comfort the entire family. And I come against these lying spirits that are lying to different people in this family. I just come against them, the spirits that have been kidding Don and making him feel unworthy and useless. I come against them in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord.
Well, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. All I can say, you all, is wow. Wow. What on-target prayers tonight. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Every from you, Brother Hockey, to you, Minister Linda, every on-target prayers. I mean, like hitting the nails on the head. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I thank you both for your prayers tonight. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you all so much. Glory to God. Glory to God. Many confirmations. Many confirmations of your prayers tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Apostle, do you see the how on target? Apostle, can you hear us? I think she must be on mute. Apostle.
Yes, I'm on mute, talking, just the talking, on mute. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. On target. Hallelujah. Coming against that spirit of confusion and the lust spirit. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
That I'm worthy to say that he was feeling like he wasn't, that being the spirit tries to continually put him down, that he's not worthy or he's useless and he's not worthy. That's the thing that keeps on trying to speak to him, that he's not worthy or useless.
But and then that same spirit is coming back at her, making her feel like that too, enough to commit suicide.
Yeah.
So that same thing has tried to come to her. And we plead the blood of Jesus over that.
Yes. Hold it up, Isaiah. Well, I thank you all for the prayers tonight.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When the devil gets a foothold and gets somebody into sin, you know, gets them to step outside of marriage or do something, the devil also will go the extra mile and get them so wrapped up in it that they're willing to commit suicide. I mean, he's just, he doesn't have anything good about him. He just, if you give that old blue foot, and he'll take a mile.
Jesus.
So, Lord God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for making a way of escape. Hallelujah.
Yes, Father.
Touch the white right now. and give her a way of escape. Open that door wide in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then just surround her. What's coming to my mind is put ambushments around in the name of Jesus to ambush any unclean spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So that she can go through that door right now in the name of Jesus of escape. Escape from all of the plans, plots, and schemes that the enemy has tried to set her up with. And we thank you for it, Lord God. We thank you for clarity of mind, and I think this is what Elder Phillips said, clarity of mind, clarity of vision, clarity of who she is, clarity of purpose. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much for that prayer. And Don is calling me right now. I'm going to go see what's going on, okay?
All right. Okay.
Thank you all
love
so
you.
Much.
Have a blessed
thank you
night.
So much. Okay, thank you so much. Right. God bless.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Yeah, indeed.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Well,
Minister Linda came right on time, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Linda. Right on time.
I just I had a hard time speaking out loud what I was feeling at first. You know, I didn't know if it would be offensive. It was hard because it came to me, you know, and it was sometimes it's hard. You don't know. Is it okay to speak it out? You know, sometimes.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Right on. We have one more person with their number one key pressed. This may be Maya or it may be Minister Kiva. Welcome.
Hi, it's Maya.
Thank you for holding.
Thank you for having me. I'm just asking for prayer over just my life and just having a peace of mind. That's all I pray for.
Okay. So, Maya.
Yes.
Okay. I want to tell them something about you. Maya is dynamic. She doesn't sound like it right now, but she really is.
Thank you.
And so she's going from being a teenager to being an adult.
Mm.
And she is in college right now. And I'm trying to see if how much to say about you. She loves the Lord. She's a you can sing. Thank you. I was going to say it. She can sing. Okay. didn't they ask you to sing didn't you sing for a ball game or something?
Yes, ma'am. That was a couple of years ago. I sang at a baseball game. I was in National Children's Choir. And we sang the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And where are you in college now? You're going into your...
Right now I'm going into my junior year. Well, I'm going into my senior year. I'm finishing up my associate's degree at National State Community College, and then I'll be transferring to the University of Memphis in January.
Okay. Wonderful. Good for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So she has some things going on, transition, hallelujah.
Wow.
So
evidently
saying,
you have a beautiful voice.
Okay.
I said, evidently, Maya, you have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. It's been a long time since I've sang. I haven't really been singing lately, but thank you.
Oh, well, let's go there for a minute. You've been singing to the Lord?
Yes.
Well,
okay.
I used
make
to do
sure
it in
do
private.
That.
Yes.
Okay. Make sure you do, and she dances well in the spirit too.
Thank you.
Like her mama. So make sure you're doing that. Amen. Because this is, I think, the second time that you've asked us to pray for you. And
yes.
Are you asking for direction or prayer for? Say it again how you said it, what you wanted prayer for.
I would say for direction and also my relationship with God. Sometimes I do fall short. That's what I do pray for. And also, again, just a peace of mind from time to time. Juggling between two different schools and also juggling with certain people. Sometimes I just go through a lot with my mind. So that's really what I'm really praying for.
Okay. I'm listening. I might not be saying much yet, but I'm just listening, okay? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I think you're really
asking for a closer walk with the Lord and for him to be more in charge of your life. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Would you like me to pray for you right now?
Please.
Father God, I thank you for Maya.
That's great.
I thank you that you had her call in. Lord, she is so special to you, Lord. Lord, I ask you to draw her closer to you than she's ever been before in her life. I ask for your spirit to surround her. I ask that there be a closeness with you that she's never had. And I come against any spirits that would try to stop her from getting closer to you, Lord. I plead your blood upon her and around her, and we dedicate her to you, Lord. And Satan, you can't bother her. You can't have her. She's going to go forth for Jesus. And God, I just ask that you open that path wide and that you anoint her and that there'll be no discouragement in what you've called her to do, but that she will go forth in your name, Lord Jesus. I pray nothing but blessings and good things on her life. And a closer walk with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay, I'm just going to come right out and ask you, what about a boyfriend? You got a boyfriend?
No. No, I don't.
Okay. Not right now, or you did have one?
No, I do not. Not right now.
Okay. Not right now. Okay. All right, Elder.
I have a couple questions. Now, sometimes things are very clear and sometimes they're not. So I'm going to ask it in a question form. So we know that you're artistic.
Yes.
But now, if I miss it here, it's okay. No one's going to shoot me and say, no, you're not right. But I feel like I'm picking up that not only are you artistic, but in your studies, are you doing anything with either business or medical or both?
Actually, I am studying in business right now for supply chain management.
For business?
Yes.
Okay, but not medical?
No, not medical.
Okay, all right. Well, I thought I was picking up maybe something with medical and then maybe something with business. And I thought, well, they're talking about she's singing the Star Spangled Banner. How can you pick up something with business? Well, but maybe I really was, okay? Looks like I was.
Oh, yeah.
So, Lord, I want to pray for the studies and the career path that your will would be manifested and shine through in Maya's life. I pray that you would lead her and guide her in what majors to take, in what classes to take, lead her and guide her in what major, what minor, et cetera. I pray that your will would be done in her life and that she would receive joy and satisfaction and a confirmation and certainty in moving forward and in doing your will, walking closer to you and being with you and ministering to you, worshiping you, but also in her studies and so forth. I ask that you would lead her and guide her in that way in Jesus' name and cause her to have not only just peace, but also actual joy in the direction that she's going with all this school and studies and degrees and everything. I pray that your will would be done and that she'd have joy in it in Jesus' name. We thank you for her and for her sweet and tender spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm gonna step out by faith and I'm gonna pray what I'm hearing right now. And I'm just gonna pray what I'm hearing. And I'll say I've known Maya since she was a child. And I always say the story about her. I saw her in the playpen. She was playing with a toy with her right foot, a toy with her left foot, another toy with her right hand, and another toy with her left hand. And when I saw her with all of that going on at the same time, I said to her mother, I need to be her spiritual godmother. I would like to be. So I've been kind of sort of in her life like that for a long time.
Aww.
But Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up any relationship that Maya is in right now or has been in the past. Lord, Father, we ask you to cut off, destroy any soul ties.
Mm-hmm.
Any soul ties right now in the name of Jesus. No matter how that soul tie happens, whether it was with her agreement or they just barged on in, the blood of Jesus is against every soul tie right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Completely and totally destroy it by the cleansing, healing, purging blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that these tentacles that have tried to attach to her and make her not comfortable in who she is anymore or try to take her confidence away, you are destroyed now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that her confidence is in her comes from her relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The image of herself, the image of her body, the thoughts in her mind come from the Lord Jesus Christ. And any other image, any other thought that tries to hang on to her is obliterated right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was like what I was seeing in the spirit, it was like something, some kind of relationship was trying to even get you to not walk upright or your head up straight, but trying to get your back to be, like, leaned over. Plead the blood of Jesus over that. In Jesus' name. And the Lord says to you, I forgive you. I forgive you. You are forgiven of all your sins. And I'm cleansing you, even right now, from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Have a blessed night. Love you.
You too. Oh, so much. I love you too.
Thanks for calling in.
Be blessed. Wonderful.
Amen.
Thank you.
All righty. We are in overtime, aren't we?
We
are. I hadn't even noticed.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. I don't see anyone else with their number one key pressed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, we got to pray for Reverend Treva. We have to pray for her. Praise God. Amen. You know, she just texted me and said, remember to pray for me. Amen. Amen.
And praise God.
But I wanted to say, you know, I really wanted to ask, was that on point? And the Lord said, do not ask her if that was on point. Okay. Amen. Talking about Maya. Hallelujah. God knows. God knows. Amen.
Yes, it was
okay.
On point.
Praise God. Is Reverend Treva, High Apostle and Ministers Philip and Linda. God bless. Praise report. You pray. This is Reverend Treva talking. You prayed for. We prayed for her, and she was healed from diabetes. She got her blood work done on Monday, and the results came yesterday. The last A1C was 8.1, and now it's 7.7. That's in A1C land, that's really good. To go from that to the next.
Wow.
And we still wanted to go more. If it's around 5, that's good. That's even better. But at least to be in the 7s now, that's good. Hallelujah. So we'll continue to pray over that A1C. That it goes even lower. Prayer request. She has a cyst on the back of her neck. She lanced it, and then she put medication on it. It hurts, and she's believing for healing. Now, earlier when we were praying for someone's neck, I perceived a bump in the back of their neck. But
I didn't perceive it as a cyst.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll pray over that. Amen. Hallelujah. I wanted to Amen. Somebody else sent me a text and said on point. Amen. So what did I want to pray for? I want to pray over the A1C. Okay?
Yes.
And the blood sugar. And I thank, Lord, we just thank you right now that Reverend Treva's blood sugar is getting better and better in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That your blood supersedes her blood in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord God. And that your blood goes to every cell, organ, and tissue of her body, bringing forth complete and total healing, health, and wholeness, even in her blood sugar level. We thank you, Lord God, for the 7.7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. And then we thank you, Lord God, even now that the next time it'll be 6-something. And then the next time it'll be 5-something. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your healing. And as Minister Linda said, sometimes it's right away, and sometimes it comes later, like the lepers that Jesus healed. Hallelujah. So we thank you and we praise you for it, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, that you're not a respecter of persons. Hallelujah.
No,
the prayer that you had me to pray was, Lord, I thank you for managing this. And I thank you, Lord, for completely healing it in the name of Jesus. Reverend Treva's blood sugar is not only just managed, but it is completely healed. In Jesus'
healed.
Mighty and holy name,
healed.
Amen and amen. And I'll just say this, God did it for me. He's no respecter of persons. He'll do it for you. My blood
Praise
sugar at one
Lord.
Point was 8-point-something as well. It is now 5.7 the last time it was taken.
Wow.
So we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. You are the Lord her healer. You are the Lord our healer. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
So you're going to pray over the cyst on her neck.
Lord, this was revealed midstream. We were right in the middle of prayer, and you revealed to Apostle Kizzy a bump on the back of the neck. So that gives me a ferociousness to go after it because you revealed it to us. And what you reveal, you aim to heal. So I come against... she's been lanced. It needs to heal up. I come against every form of pain. I speak healing to this thing in Jesus' name. Anything that's left of it, you shrink and die in Jesus' name. And whatever little slit or cut, whatever was made, Lord, I ask you to heal that up supernaturally. We speak healing over it in Jesus' name. You have been exposed. You bump on the back of the neck. You've been exposed by the Holy Ghost. I command you to be healed in Jesus' name by the power of the Spirit of God who revealed it during the broadcast. Be healed in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you. What you reveal, you heal. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well,
Minister
I know
that
we're on overtime. Oh,
yes.
Go ahead, Minister Linda.
No, I didn't say anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, normally I don't do this on overtime, but a little while ago, I had bad pains in the palm of my hand, and they're not occurring anymore.
That's right.
Of course. So if you're still on with us and you had the pain in the hand, I really urge you to let us pray over you.
Yes, indeed. Glad you remembered that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hi, Rabbi.
Let's just say it was notably uncomfortable.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Reverend
Treva text. She didn't say anything about the palm of her hand, but she said, hallelujah. She feels no pain, and the pimple is shrinking.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we got to stop here a second. Woo-hoo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm going to praise his name. He said he's just a name. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When we join our faith together with you, Reverend Treva, we thank God that the pain is gone and that the pimple is shrinking. And we just plead the blood of Jesus over the seed, the source, the alpha, and the genesis of the pimple, the cyst, the boil, whatever it is that would try to pop up on different parts of your body. You are rebuked right now in the name of Jesus. You have no right. You have no authority. You have no permission on any part of her body in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for healing her now, that she is healed by your stripes and she was healed by your stripes. And then, Lord God, we thank you that she is sealed as well by your stripes. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Yay, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well. Yeah, anyone else before we begin to close here? Yeah? Hallelujah.
Praise
thank you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Lord.
Amen. Okay. Okay. I don't see any other... number one keys press. It's been quite a night here tonight.
Oh, Hallelujah. Yeah, it has.
Yes.
We have gone through quite a few things on this night.
Yes.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Okay.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes. Two different things going on at one time here. Yeah? The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah.
Wow.
So let's just kind of go through some of the things that happened tonight. Glory to
God. Praise
God. We prayed for prayed with LaShawn, and the words that came forth was about something going on with the head. And even hair follicles. And then with the leg, as it is joined to the body, and with the palm of the hand, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we prayed for Sister LaShawn. She had something going on in her head and her leg, up to a pain level of 10. And all of the pain went away. Glory to God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Then we prayed with Crystal, who was experiencing a hair follicle issue. And so we prayed with her as well. Amen. And then we prayed for her mom. Hallelujah. So we're waiting to see even in the future of, what the Lord did. Glory to God. We prayed with Dr. Kristen. and prayed for her about her son, Ian.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I want to say Ian the genius, 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 genius. Hallelujah. So we prayed with her about things going on in her body, some kind of weird allergic reaction that seemed to have come through an unclean spirit. And so we prayed about that and then prayed for Ian as well. Prayed with Pastor Price, joined in faith with her about her son and daughter-in-law and what's going on with them. And we believe that God has done exceeding abundantly above in Jesus' name. And just on point, hallelujah, prayer from people that don't even know anything about, doesn't know much about the whole situation. We thank you, Lord, for that. And then we prayed for our sweet Maya. Hallelujah, who's graduating with an AA and then going right on to the university. Hallelujah. Pray for her for direction and her relationship with the Lord. Glory to God. And then pray for Reverend Treva, and who's been diagnosed with diabetes, and praying that her A1C will be normal, not even pre-diabetic, but normal in the name of Jesus. And we prayed about a cyst on the back of her neck that was painful, and all of that pain has gone away, and the cyst is shrinking, or the pimple is shrinking. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What a beautiful night in the Lord we've had tonight. So as we get ready to close, Elder Philip and Minister Linda, as usual, prepare yourself for closing remarks and closing prayer. I'll be right back with you as soon as I finish here. And we want to give someone an opportunity, or anyone an opportunity, to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. If you're not sure that you are born again, that you are saved, this is your moment. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." God loves you so much that he wants you to live forever with him so that he can love on you forever. Hallelujah. And the way that you can receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior comes from Romans 10 and verse 9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So we're going to say a short prayer. I heard someone say once, is that it? Is that all you have to do? Yes. But when you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. Jesus did all the work. Hallelujah. He was working the works of the Father. Amen. And it's for us, our work, or what we need to do, is make a choice to believe by faith and receive him by speaking it, because our confession is made unto salvation. So when we say it out loud, we get saved. Boom. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, that was a short and simple prayer. But when you prayed it, you just stepped out, you just stepped into eternal life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We welcome you as a child of God. We welcome you as a beloved of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You are loved with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. And we thank you, Lord God, right now that you fill them to overflowing with their precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Only you can give them this power. And then give them power to pray in their very own prayer language. Thank you for their very own prayer language being released from the rivers of living water even now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And now we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. We are the God in the Mist Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. And the way you connect with us is via telephone, area code 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. And here are our broadcasts that you can call into and be connected with us. Every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And this Sunday, Lord willing, we're going to hear from our very own Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. And then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. So call in and get blessed while you're having your lunch. Amen. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, where we pray in tongues. We have four volunteers who pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And God just, he does things with us on this Praying in Tongues Tuesday where he reveals secrets to us. Glory to God. Awesome. We knew about the attack on Israel through an interpretation of Praying in Tongues Tuesday before it happened, several days before it happened. Hallelujah. And the Lord said not only would they be attacked, the attack would come, he said, but they will prevail. And we're believing that in Jesus' name. Wednesday, two Wednesdays of the month, we have special broadcasts. On the second Wednesday of the month, that's where we are right now, and that is Prophetic Healing with our co-host, Elder Philip Hockey, and his wife, Minister Linda Hockey. The next time we'll air our broadcast, Prophetic Healing will be December. We'll be at the end of the year, the last one of the year, and we're going to end in a big bang in the name of Jesus. So it will be December, Wednesday, December the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you tell your family and your friends, tell them to come on in and get their healing, so that they won't have to go into 2024 without being healed. Amen. I'm getting excited for myself. Amen. And the second broadcast that we have on Wednesday is on the fourth Wednesday. And that will be Wednesday, November the 22nd. And we're having anointed pandemic babies. These babies, they made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic. And now they are here. And God has poured out his spirit on these babies. Amen. And Lord willing, we're going to hear from the parents of a baby who was born some kind of heart defect, and they gave this baby open heart surgery as an infant. You've got to hear about this. So join us Wednesday, November the 22nd, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we have on Thursday, we are celebrating the God in the Mist Get 'Em Radio's 11th anniversary. Hallelujah. Amen. 11 years. It doesn't seem that long, but we've been here for 11 years. And our guest speaker on this Thursday, actually tomorrow, coming up is Minister Elaine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're looking forward to hearing from this woman of God as she shares with us. Amen. And she's even written a book on healing. Hallelujah. So come and join us on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you all for holding on. So many of you have just hung on and stayed with us the whole way. Thank you for joining us in prayer. You make prayer so easy when everybody joins together and prays. Amen. Minister Linda, Elder Phillip, closing remarks and closing prayer. Thank you.
You got anything, little Linda?
Well, I just am glad. I didn't know if I would be able to be on praying much, but I'm glad that I was able to. So I praise God for that. And I just really feel, I felt so much power when we were praying over the various situations. And I just wanted to say tonight that isn't it a wonderful thing that when something bad is going on, be it health or relationships, or getting closer to the Lord when a person has fallen or whatever's going on, that we have Jesus, we have him. And I can't even imagine life without him. And it's been a wonderful evening.
Yes. Amen. Yes, amen. I concur. Hallelujah.
I'm very grateful for everything that occurred. Just very, very much so. Thankful to all the people that tuned in and stayed with us the whole time. You know, you're very faithful. It's wonderful to serve you. And extra thanks to Apostle Kizzy, who does make, you know, generously has the entire umbrella of broadcasts and makes, I know for sure, makes these go very smoothly. So appreciate all the hard work she does, you know, behind the scenes and everything, making everything go really well. She just gets better and better at it, and it's just great. So, Lord Jesus, thank you for everything that you did tonight. We really appreciate you moving by your spirit. Thank you for the love that's felt. Thank you for the healings that have occurred. Thank you for allowing us to participate with you and to, in a small way, work in your kingdom and your vineyard tonight. We appreciate it. We love you for it. In Jesus, in your wonderful name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when the Lord says something, you just do it. So, Minister Linda.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm kind of feeling you a little bit. So, Father God, we join our faith together. We lift up Minister Linda to you right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Thank you, Lord God, that her muscles are strengthened, her bones are strengthened. Hallelujah. Her immune system is strengthened.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord
thank
God,
you,
that her entire body is under your
thank
jurisdiction
you,
and under your control
you,
and
Jesus.
Moved by your Holy Spirit. In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
We thank you for it, Lord God. Thank you for strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As never before. In the name of Jesus. And then we thank you, Lord God. We know that she has a heart for her family and for their well-being. We thank you, Lord God, as we just lift up the entire family to you, Lord God, their family to you. Thank you, Lord. Whatever is wrong, we ask you to make it right. Whatever is right, we thank you for taking it, setting it apart, and dedicating it for your use and for your glory. Thank you, Lord God, that whatever is going on that's not of you, that you make your way of escape. Hallelujah. For the family members to escape out of anything that is not of you, Lord. And we give you praise even now, Lord God, for doing it. And then putting Ephesians 3:20 on it, doing it exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, because we've been asking, all that we could think, because we've been thinking, and all that we could imagine, because we've been imagining. We give you praise for it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
I was like, okay, we close now. No, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, it means something. Closing prayer means a lot.
Yeah.
But I mean, if he wants to say something after the closing prayer, he's God. So he can do it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
That's
saying.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Well, I can tell you that your prayer was right on, because I'm going through another time of realizing my healing, because I was going through some struggles, and I have a little pink walker when I can't get upright that I'll use, and I'll walk okay for a while, and then if I've been sitting too long, I'll use it to get myself going. And my daughter said to me tonight when we got out of the car, because it was in the back, and I just took off walking again, and she said, Mom, don't you need your walker? I said, well, I guess you could bring it in the house, and I'm just walking like there's nothing wrong.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's a big deal. Let me tell you, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal.
Amen.
We went through a period recently where, for multiple reasons, she had some downturns. And there were some dark times where she really couldn't go even around the house without that walker, let alone go from the car to the house, you know. And so this is a big deal. Let me tell you, folks. Praise God. It's a huge deal. Glory to God.
Okay. All right. Then we gotta put a praise on it.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He said he's just a name. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Amen. Amen. See, even when we have closing prayer, you hold on and God blesses more. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. That is awesome. And
I have more to share with you. Okay. I got some stuff I'm going to send you tomorrow. I have more to share with you. I'm taking a supplement that is Bible-based, and I don't want to take time talking about it, but God has some recipes for health, too, and I'll share that with you later.
Okay, great, great. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Okay, and I am perceiving something around the neck and the shoulder. So as we get ready to close, Lord, we lift up whoever this is that's experiencing something in their neck and around their shoulder. We plead the blood of Jesus over it right now and say, get off of them in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. If it's a pain in the neck, spirit, get off. If it's a physical pain, get off in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. No pain in the neck. There it is. Hallelujah. Full range of movement in your neck and in your shoulder. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. If that's you, let us know about that. I'm opening the lines real quick. This is wow. This is really something. Opening the lines. Everybody's line is open. Hallelujah.
Apostle, that's where Amber had been having trouble on that neck and on that shoulder. And also,
okay.
When you prayed for Minister Linda, as soon as you prayed for Minister Linda, I mean, looked like I saw something in the spirit just lift up off of her.
It just went
praise right
you,
away.
Jesus.
I just got a witness in my spirit. Glory
praise
to God.
Glory
to God. And my last one is, because I didn't give the testimony of it, you all have been praying for my leg, my foot. My foot had been in terrible pain maybe about a couple of weeks ago, and the pain had lasted for almost 2 weeks. And it has gone. The pain has been gone. But also, basically, the majority of the swelling has been gone on my feet, too, and around
Yay!
The toes. So I just wanted to give that testimony, too.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See how we get blessed after we close?
So I'll go back on mute. God bless y'all. I'll go back. God bless.
Wow. Okay. You can go back on mute, but just hold on a second. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. He was just in time. I'm going to praise his name. He saved just the name. Come on, praise him.
Amen. All right. Glory to God. Anybody else?
Praise you, Jesus.
Wow. Wow.
All right. Glory
to God. Okay.
Okay. So we've already prayed.
Okay.
Amen. So God bless you all. Hallelujah. Have a blessed rest of the night. And we'll just end with, look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Good night.